This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So if this headline is right, we're in trouble. It looks like U.S. intelligence officials are now saying that the Chinese spy balloon, remember the wonderful spy balloon of 2023, evidently used a U.S. internet provider, a U.S. internet provider to communicate. We're going to take a look at that here in just a little bit, folks. Welcome to the show. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. It is the Friday slash weekend edition, and we're glad to be here. We're glad that you're there. Thank you for spending some time with us here as we go through the program this morning. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, of course, and also everybody listening on AM 930, and everyone along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we appreciate them very much. They're working very hard for the show, and it is much appreciated. That is for sure. Happy New Year, by the way, to everybody at GCN this morning, and Happy New Year to you, because this is the Friday slash weekend edition. It's the last show for the year, and we're going to be out of the studio for the weekend edition also on Monday and Tuesday morning, but back Wednesday morning, we're going to be back live. Same pattern, basically, that we did for the Christmas holiday, and this gives folks a chance if they need to travel or do these kinds of things, and we can accommodate all that, and we're coming back live on Monday. But we've got so much to talk about on the program this morning. Again, don't even know where to start. But of course, we do want to recap one of the top stories that we're looking at, and that is, of course, the Maine state of Maine Democrat Secretary of State on Thursday, this from Newsmax, removed former President Donald Trump from the state's presidential primary ballot under the Constitution's insurrection clause, becoming the first election official, and this is important, to take action unilaterally as the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to decide whether Trump remains eligible to return to the White House. And of course, we know the Colorado State Supreme Court had a 4-3 decision, basically, that said, nope, Trump engaged in insurrection and therefore cannot appear on the ballot. And all this is going to be reviewed by the Supreme Court. There are automatic stay in place and so forth. We know that Trump is going to be on the ballot as of now in Colorado. But all this goes to the Supreme Court. But what's important about this is now you have just an individual and a political actor at that simply deciding, oh, well, wait a minute, candidate for the Republicans, the most likely candidate for the Republicans based on the polls right now, they can't be on the ballot. Why? Oh, because insurrection. It's insurrection. Last hour, we heard from Alan Dershowitz about that, saying, look, you know, everything is now an insurrection. Everything's an insurrection, which is why in hour number one, I said jokingly, of course, I said, well, what? Just, you know, and if we beat him to the punch here, just accuse all Democrats. All the Democrat Party elite, just accuse them all of insurrection. Therefore, they can't run for anything. You know, and they'll say, well, we'll just accuse all the Republicans. We'll say, aha, we thought of it first. So therefore, that cancels out your ability to accuse all Republicans of insurrection. Let's listen to what Tulsi Gabbard had to say earlier on Fox News, talking with Pete Hegseth, I believe. But Tulsi Gabbard has a very good way of putting this. And let's listen to what she had to say, because really, this is all, it's not just about Trump. Oh, it's because Trump has got the special treatment here. Trump is a special case. Trump doesn't need to have First Amendment rights. Trump is, it's okay to boot him off a ballot here and there because it's Trump. So we're not talking about, you know, everybody else or stuff like that, you know, and whether, and again, whether you like Donald Trump or if you don't like Donald Trump, if you want to vote for Donald Trump or if you don't want to vote for Donald Trump, that's not the point. The point is Trump has now been singled out as the one person that you can simply just take away constitutional rights. You can take away eligibility status on a whim. Right. And so that is very concerning. So it's actually dangerous. And this is exactly what Tulsi Gabbard's talking about. Let's listen in.
I think it's really important, Pete, for every single American who's seeing this news alert popping up to recognize how dangerous this is. You have a Secretary of State who is a known partisan, who is known to be against Trump. She supported the impeachment of Trump, single-handedly making this decision to say the former president cannot be on the ballot, taking away our right as voters in this country to decide who we want to serve as our next president and commander in chief. You take away the party labels, you take away the names of Trump versus Biden. Recognize how dangerous this is, where if this is allowed to stand, one person gets to take away the voices and the rights of every single American to engage in our democratic process. That is literally what is at stake here. So whether people like Trump or don't like Trump or like Biden, don't like Biden, that's not the point here. If you're a Democrat or Republican, now is the time that we as Americans must stand up for our democratic process in this country and our right and our voices to decide our future.
Well said. Tulsi Gabbard, of course, very, very well said. And this is really where the rubber's meeting the road, folks. You know, you have the Democrat Party elite, the far left, I call them the Democrat Party elite or the party, basically. But you also have so many people across the highways and byways that may be registered Republican, they may be registered Democrat. And what she's talking about is appealing to the common sense and the common shared foundation that the people across the highways and byways have. I think it's sometimes fundamentally different than some of these elites, for lack of a better term, especially the Democrat Party elite. Democrat Party elite are more than happy to simply say, no, we can just, you know, just abrogate the Constitution in this case. We really don't need these things called due process. Trump doesn't have to be convicted of insurrection, you know, in order to just simply say he's an insurrectionist. I mean, by that same token, we heard Dershowitz in hour number one. I mean, you could call anybody an insurrectionist at that point. You could look at this and say, well, that's a protest. That's an insurrection. So Tulsi Gabbard's right on the money, folks. It's about all of us protecting the very process that we have in this country. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So much for your promises.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we're racing through this Friday/weekend edition. And we have so much more to talk about. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. And we'd like to say good morning to Wally. He's sent us a direct message. Thank you so much, Wally, listening on AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida. As always, look forward to the show. You're great. Denise is great. Franken's great. Everybody's great. Hope everyone's new year is safe and healthful. Thank you, Wally. Well, I certainly do echo that right back at you. Thank you so much. We appreciate the kind words so much and the encouragement. It really does mean a lot. Absolutely. Also, we got a direct message from Richard the Marine up there on his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And he's saying, yes, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 52 degrees, cloudy with showers. And we did see that. Some of that I saw on the radar map earlier, Richard. We saw some of those showers that are out there. But he says, Happy New Year, Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Richard, Happy New Year to you. Semper Fi as well. Happy New Year to Wally. And Happy New Year to everybody out there, folks. Because, you know, again, this new year, it's going to have so much promise. And I'm not just saying that. I know it sounds kind of cliche and so forth. But, you know, as we really start to, you know, the calendar really starts to run out. It's going to turn over. And, you know, the father time or whatever, you know, the old man of the year and then the new person comes in. You know, it really is exciting. In fact, one of my colleagues today was telling me, yeah, they're just really ready for this. They're ready for everything to sort of change over because you get that little surge, right, of new energy because it's a new year. It's a new day. It's January, and January is full of possibilities. So thanks. We appreciate the direct messages very much. Keep them coming. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Well, this from Red State. It's only about 3 days and a few hours. We ring in 2024. This is from Wade Clark over at Red State. He says, in New York City, as per tradition, there will be an event in Times Square, including the famous ball drop. But this year, things are liable to be different. The NYPD is mustering what strength it has left. And there's a report about that Mayor Eric Adams is, quote, sure pro-Palestinian protesters will try to disrupt the event. He's not wrong about the disruption part. He's wrong about the pro-Palestinian part. He goes on to say, given the scale of some of the protests we've seen, it's questionable whether the NYPD has manpower to stop the protests or the riots if things really get out of hand. Now, I do know some people who will be working in Times Square, helping to show the ball dropping and so forth, and that is always a concern of mine each year. There's a lot going on in Times Square on the best of years, without any of these kinds of things sort of hanging over our head, and it's incredibly tight packed. There's a lot of performances that go on, as you know, that are actually happening right there in Times Square, and so you've got a lot to coordinate and a lot of security. Just on, as I said, the best of days. But if something does start to occur, that, my friends, could be incredibly bad. So our prayers really do need to be for a very safe New Year's celebration, not only in New York City, but in Chicago, Los Angeles, major cities across the country, wherever they are, because many of these protesters, you know, these people that really somehow believe that by doing these kinds of protests, that you're going to start to really just say, you know, I got to reevaluate, you know, my whole perspective on what's happening with Israel and Hamas. We just got to get rid of Israel and all be fine and all the problems will be solved. And of course, we're not going to do that anytime soon. But the protesters and these people that want to create havoc, just don't care. They just don't care. Back to the article here. Mayor Adams' statement, while probably carefully prepared and vetted by media consultants, nevertheless shows very clearly he is unable to come to grips with the problem. These are not, quote, pro-Palestinian protesters. These are pro-Hamas protesters, he writes, and anti-Israel protesters. And their intentions are not peaceful. If a protest starts and the police are unable or unwilling to quell it quickly and decisively, it's not at all unlikely that things could spin out of control. And New York isn't the only place where these things are going on. Could this end up, this is the central question here, could this end up being the Black Swan event that Catherine Herridge recently warned us about? That's right. I did see there was the quote from her where she talked about the being scared that there could be, concerned, you know, with the idea that there could be such a thing happening in 2024, just as a matter of course. It's an election year. Tensions are high. The country is divided. No matter what, somebody's not going to be happy. And so my hope is that, you know, we do get through the year. We get to the election. We don't have a major problem. And but there are those who want to take advantage of these kinds of milestones, right? Other city officials are talking tough. Times Square Alliance President Tom Harris said, if you're going to come by and disrupt the event, you're probably not going to be successful. And if you are, you're going to be arrested. So stay home and protest someplace else. Well said. This statement, the author says, frankly smacks of empty bravado. It is, as Shakespeare put it, a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury and signifying nothing. Oh, I'm sure that some of the brave men of the NYPD will do their best to maintain order. But if things blow up, they may well be overwhelmed by sheer numbers. New York is a big city, and if you look at some of the videos of these, quote, protests in New York and elsewhere, the numbers of miscreants involved are daunting, and the NYPD is already coming apart. The reaction to the very credible threat here has been, in a word, underwhelming. Now, we also understand that a lot of times you try to tamp down, you don't want things to get out of hand rhetorically before some such a thing. But I'm kind of with the author on this. You know, you don't want to also be, you know, so kind of low key about the whole thing that the protesters kind of say, well, you know, we're still going to do this, you know, this kind of thing. And if they do go and do that, then there has to be a commensurate amount of reaction, force, as it were, in order to quell whatever could be coming down. Because you got to literally just thousands, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I don't know if it's, I think it's at least over a million. I'm sure it is. But that many people in that comparatively small space relative to their numbers, you know, this is not a good thing. And usually each year, there's never any kind of problem on a grand scale or a large scale. I'm sure their arrests are made, or people have too much to drink, or they've partied a little too hard before coming to Times Square. But all those things can be handled in the course of things. But this year is so different because we have this narrative going about Israel, and they're causing genocide, and they're the oppressors, and they're occupying the land, and they're this and that. And all this narrative is just shot around the world, primarily over social media to start with, and being backed up in some cases in the mainstream media, it would seem. But this whole notion that it's somehow justifiable, this is a just protest, it's a just disruption, it's a just, you know, event that you to go out there and just do this kind of thing and create havoc. And they really, you know, some of these people are just true believers, and some, you know, may also be being paid to go there or this kind of thing to sort of force multiply the whole thing. But nevertheless, it's a scary, scary thought that so many young people, we talked about this towards the end of the program yesterday, so many young people, a large percent, not a large percentage, but like 20% or something, you know, favorably look upon Osama bin Laden. I mean, how did we get here? That's a good question. How did we get here? So in New York City, and certainly for New Year's Eve in New York City, it's such a focal point. I think this is why the author here at Red State focused on that so deliberately. But other places around the country, too, could also be targeted. So whatever you're out there doing this New Year's Eve, if you're out and about and so forth, you just gotta be aware. That's the new normal, unfortunately, that we live in these days. Well, folks, stay right there. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break. Kyle Warren with you. And we're going to come right back. We have so much more to do on the program this morning. Friday/weekend edition is going on. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. GOP candidate Ron DeSantis tells Fox News it sets a dangerous precedent.
Well, the idea that one bureaucrat in an executive position can simply unilaterally disqualify someone from office, that turns on its head every notion of constitutional due process.
Both Colorado and now Maine are moving against Trump being on the GOP primary ballot. Israeli tanks and warplanes are reportedly targeting central and southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas conflict reaches its 12th week. Israel's defense minister says the attacks are a crucial step to dismantle Hamas. Top officials from Mexico and the U.S. are promising to cooperate more closely to slow record levels of immigration at the shared border. A joint statement was issued after representatives of both governments met on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I came down because you heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Beating down, burning my feet,
and we continue through the Friday / weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, of course. And you can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, and if you'd like to opine that way, simply click on send Kyle a direct message, and you're off and running from there. Well, I do want to, you know, we need to file this under I stand corrected. Okay, I stand corrected. In my haste yesterday on the program, I was talking about Donald Trump and coming back and running for president, and I just roared right by Grover Cleveland. Okay, and I want to thank Chris, who did send me a direct message and said, "No, wait a second. Grover Cleveland basically is the first ex-president to come back and run again, and he's exactly right." So thank you, Chris. I do stand corrected on that, and I was not thinking of that era. I was just thinking of the modern era. But you're right, Grover Cleveland was the first Democrat elected after the Civil War. Grover Cleveland was also the only president to leave the White House and return for a second term 4 years later. So I think that makes him the 22nd and 24th president of the United States. So, again, appreciate it, and we'll continue to move along here. But that's one of the great things about our listener base, by the way. And so I really appreciate that. All right. So, yes, in the modern era, you know, but the, you know, because I got to thinking about that, too. The modern era is so dominated in different ways by the party structures, for one thing, but also TV. And if we go back into this, you know, over the last 60 years or so, 63 years, you know, looking at John Kennedy coming in to office or winning the election in 1960, things just really kind of changed. And the way that I think we looked at presidents, the way we looked at candidates, in these days, it would be, I think, almost unthinkable. You'd never see a modern era president try to come back unless it's Trump. Unless it's Trump. But you never know. You know, stranger things have happened. But again, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. All right. So once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. You know, by the way, we've got another great song lined up as we head into the next segment. And earlier we heard from the call, Let the Day Begin. Great song. And we also have another song that I think kind of encapsulates what I think our attitude should be moving into the next year, into the new year. Not just, you know, but, you know, just for anything in your life, basically. So definitely stick around for next segment because we've got a great song indeed. All right. So once again, we have so many different things to talk about on the program this morning. Basically, you know, these anti-Israel protesters stormed the entrance to the World Trade Center, shouting revolution and Allahu Akbar. And this also, I think, sort of feeds the notion that there could be other issues having to do with celebrations this year. This also from Red State. They basically came in and they, you know, came into the Christmas tree lighting here at one point, you know, back a few weeks ago, and they wanted to cancel Christmas. They've gone, you know, to all these different things and created all this havoc. But of course, going into to the World Trade Center area also is also kind of is a little bit makes people mad, I think, just on its face. Because of the implications of all that, obviously. But get this, folks. U.S. intelligence officials determine the Chinese spy balloon. Remember the wonderful spy balloon from 2023? U.S. intelligence officials determined the Chinese spy balloon used a U.S. internet provider to communicate. This from NBC News. They've determined, again, that they used an internet provider from the United States. According to two current and one former U.S. official familiar with the assessment, the balloon connected to a U.S.-based company, according to the assessment, to send and receive communications from China. I'm not laughing. I'm not trying to laugh. I'm laughing because it's absurd. It's so, and it's just, it's like you're, it's not surprising. Are you surprised about this at all? It should not have been, obviously. Again, it connected to a U.S. company to send and receive communications from China, primarily related to navigation of the balloon. Officials familiar with the assessment said it found that the connection allowed the balloon to send burst transmissions or high bandwidth collections of data over short periods of time. Well, when you're scooping up data and you're taking pictures and you're doing all kinds of stuff and you're flying over the, you know, nuclear missile sites and stuff, so forth. Yeah, you need reliable internet connection. Now, I got to tell you, I mean, obviously, it is a very serious problem and a very serious issue. But you don't want your advertising to include that, do you? You know, proud supporter of the Chinese spy balloon. When they needed to communicate, they came to us, right? But in the weird world that we live in, you know, you might see that. The Biden administration sought a highly secretive court order from the Federal Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to collect intelligence on it while it was over the U.S., according to multiple current and former U.S. officials. How the court ruled has not been disclosed. Such a court order would have allowed U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct electronic surveillance on the balloon as it flew over the U.S. and as it sent and received messages to and from China, the official said, including communications sent via the American Internet Service provider. The company denied that the Chinese balloon had used its network, a determination that said it was based on its own investigation and discussions it had with U.S. officials. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a Mission Impossible movie. Somebody knows how to bounce something off a repeater or a satellite somewhere or tap into somebody's internet, you know, or I tapped into the Joneses' Wi-Fi and now we're sending the signal back to Beijing. That just is really kind of scary, don't you think? Don't you think? And no, I don't think that it was somebody. Yeah, so somebody had TikTok on their phone and the balloon connected to that somehow. And because they were using TikTok, obviously. NBC News is not naming the provider at this time to protect the identity of its sources. So I suppose the identity could come out at some point. Now, what happens when that happens? That's going to be a very interesting day in the United States of America, don't you think? And I'm not trying to be over the top facetious, but you're going to have some people that are going, well, whatever. And others are going to say, I'm dropping that internet carrier right now. And so we'll see. National Security Council spokesperson referred questions to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The DNI declined to comment. And that's one of the greatest things over there at the White House press briefing room, for one thing, is that they always refer to you to somebody else. And that somebody else is never available. That somebody else is never going to answer your question. But they don't want to answer any question, basically. And by the way, for those of you who might have missed it earlier in the week or late last week, there was the question given to John Kirby about what was the most significant foreign policy achievement, you know, again, looking at the year in review, what is the most significant foreign policy achievement that Joe Biden has accomplished in this last year? Not just the whole administration, but just the last year. And he kind of hemmed and hawed. He was kind of like, well, you know, blah, 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 this kind of stuff. And then he kind of set upon, well, Joe Biden has really got our allies together. Our allies are really working together. We're, you know, basically I'm just paraphrasing him, you know, and we're all getting on the same team. That's the biggest foreign policy achievement of the year. Now, in light of these huge foreign policy failures that are going on, you know, because at every turn we hear about China, well, they informed Biden, President Xi informed Biden the other day that China will reunify with Taiwan, you know, in the near term. You know, we don't know if that's years from now or next Tuesday, but nevertheless, obviously you've got this foreign policy issue going on, not only with the overall Israel-Hamas war, but now the Red Sea issue as well. So I don't know. I don't know that you could really, you know, point to anything and say that's the greatest foreign policy achievement. There are a lot of sort of, you know, we wouldn't call them achievements, would we? But that was even a trick question. It was a pretty legit question, but he wasn't really ready for it and really couldn't come up with something too easily on the fly. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Friday/Weekend Edition continues.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in a foot.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And we are sailing through the Friday / weekend edition, everybody. Glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. We have so many different things to talk about as we continue through the program this morning. And once again, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. In just a few moments here, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. But of course, we've also reached a part of the program this morning for our second Trucker Traveler Report. And as I said earlier, we got a great song. We did hear this a few weeks ago, but I really did think it still applies to looking forward to the new year as we're getting ready to say goodbye to 2023 and saying hello to 2024. It seems to me that we got to have the mindset that we're going to be invincible.
This bloody road remains a mystery. We can't afford
Pat Benatar, and of course Neil Giraldo on guitar. You know, they're still going strong out there, performing together, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. And Neil Giraldo, a very, very gifted, you know, I'd almost say virtuoso on the guitar, as a matter of fact. All the stuff that Pat Benatar was doing back, you know, from the late 70s on was really, really quite special. And, of course, they transitioned in, you know, with the 80s and this kind of thing. But really at the heart of what they do is rock and roll. And at the heart of what they do is this, you know, really great guitar-based kind of rock. So definitely a shout-out this morning to Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo. But also this song, you know, I picked this song because, again, as we head towards the new year, you know, you got to have this mindset. You got to have this this idea that you're going to be invincible, that it's going to, things are going to work out, you know. And if somebody's coming against you, if somebody's trying to do you wrong, if somebody's trying to, you know, just, you know, we all have things like this, people that do that to us in our lives, unfortunately. You got to keep, you know, keep your head up and be invincible. And don't worry about that, because things will take care of themselves in the long run. All right, folks, once again, let's take a look at some of our weather that's happening out there. Precipitation-wise, we heard from Richard the Marine, of course. He had 52 degrees, and I think he had showers as well this morning. And we can see it right there on the weather radar report. So definitely that's happening right there in his vantage point of the central coast of Oregon right now. There's a lot more of that stuff off the coast, by the way. We continue to see in Chicago this morning. We've got all kinds of rain in Chicago. It turns to rain and snow heading through central Illinois. And if you're going to be in the Vandalia area, Altamont, Effingham, it's rain and snow. And then Greenville, a little bit north of Greenville up to Hillsboro, it's actual snow on the radar map over towards Dorchester Township, Olive. You've got snow happening. Rain and snow, of course, as we're going through the southern part of Illinois, and then also St. Louis, Missouri. Looks like you've got rain and snow right there right now. Central Missouri, you've got snow actually coming across the interstate there, I-70. If you're near Columbia Township, or if you are near Danville, you've got snow coming across I-70. Likewise, northeast out of Springfield, if you're heading along I-44, you also have a very similar thing called snow that's happening right there going across the interstate. So be careful out there for sure. That is for sure. So you definitely want to be careful. Also, I think we had... let's take a look at some of these other alerts that we were looking at last hour. And let's see here. I think we've got a dense fog advisory. This is going to be in the Walla Walla area. Welcome to everybody listening in Walla Walla, the Yakima area, and then down towards Fossil as well. So just, again, be aware of that, because once you get that dense fog happening, accidents just become that much easier to occur. So be careful. We got a winter weather advisory also heading down this in the Reno area. So that's I-80 coming across the border into California, Truckee, down through Donner Pass and so forth. Winter weather advisory. It's also going to be up near Burney. This is going to be west of Susanville, but it's going to come all the way down through the Mammoth Lakes area. It's going to stick pretty much west of 395 as you head down through Bishop, Independence, Lone Pine. I love Lone Pine, been to Lone Pine many times, but it's going to be up in those mountains that are just to the west of 395. That's where the weather advisory is happening this morning. All right. Well, folks, it is time. It is time to head over and to bring on Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning and happy new year, Denise.
Happy New Year. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, there's a lot going on, as always, and you know, let's do a little politics just to start, and then we'll, after the top of the hour, we'll expand here. But what's your first take here on this Maine Secretary of State, you know, a political, you know, partisan, basically, making this decision about Donald Trump?
Well, you know, it occurred to me that maybe some of these secretaries of state ought to talk to each other, you know, across the country, because it was only a couple hours later that the California Secretary of State certified Trump on the ballot. So
right. Yeah, exactly.
And does Maine not understand the news? Do they not hear, listen to the news going across virtually all channels and the experts pretty much saying that Colorado got it wrong already before it's even gone to the Supreme Court?
No kidding. But there is a difference here, because here you have an official that is saying it. It's not a court decision, you know.
Right.
And so, but the Supreme Court is going to be the ultimate arbiter of this. But, you know, this just gives fuel to Donald Trump, too. He can just simply say, look, this is a political person, and they're just using this as a, because they can't win the election.
Well, I mean, this Secretary of State in Maine was judge, jury, and executioner now, wasn't she?
That's right. And that should be terrifying to all of us. It doesn't matter if people like or don't like Donald Trump, or think he should run or don't think he should run. The point is that you can't have somebody just deciding who you could vote for if you wanted to.
Well, I've even heard some Democrats that have come out and said this is ridiculous. So, it could be that there was, because this came out late yesterday afternoon. So it could be after the blowback, which will be huge here for the next couple of days, that she may reverse that. Again, it wasn't done by a judge, and it wasn't done in a court. So this one could be kind of interesting.
Well, of course, the narrative goes something like this. Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. And
right.
So therefore, we're just going to declare him as such. But, you know, Alan Dershowitz was talking about this, and we can expand more on the other side of the break that's coming up. But, you know, Dershowitz was talking about this was never what the framers of that amendment ever had in mind of using it like this. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise Simon, stay right there, because we're going to come right back after the top of the hour, everybody. Top of the hour news is next. You'll get updated on all the latest stuff. And then we'll be back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Friday/Weekend Edition continues.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.